I'm Charlie Watson. I'm 18. Today, actually.
Is the Beetle for sale?
Yours, kid. Happy birthday.
So you have no idea where he came from?
No idea.
Well,
here's the deal. People can be terrible about things they don't understand. From now on, the only person you can show yourself around is me. Oh, I'm good. Now I'm good, thanks.
There's a war raging on our planet. If this criminal isn't found, that war may find its way here.
Is there anyone that can help you? Do you have a family? Oh, me.
They're calling an army.
I've seen firsthand these things really are.
Bumblebee, there is only one way to end this war. You must protect Earth and its people.
Take it down!
My back, B!
This is how we stop them. You've got me. And I'm not going anywhere. God, I'm so screwed.
Yes, yes, you're now rocking with the best E-Society Podcast, episode 118, ESP at the Movies. Nez rolling solo like Han on this episode. And this episode, I'm going to be talking about the new film that's not really due in theaters until December 21st or December 20th, if you want to count the day before screenings. But this is 2 weeks ahead of schedule with this one. And this is, I got to see an advanced screening of the new Transformers film, Bumblebee. I didn't even know that they were going to do these things. The Zisu mentioned it, if you guys remember, on our last episode. And I'm like, well, let me just see. And it was playing in the Sparks area where I'm out living in Nevada. But I live in California. But anyway, I work in Nevada. So I went, I looked up, got tickets. I got like the very last seat in the very back row, which was good. The show wasn't completely sold out. I saw that there was a couple seats in the very front row, but I'm sure you guys don't want to sit in the very front row to watch movies. This was in the theater that had the recliners, but even still, that screen was pretty big, and I don't think you want to be turning your head back and forth when all the action is going on. This is going to be a spoiler-free review. I could go into it, but I won't. We'll wait till the Zisu and all you guys go see it, and then we'll get into it a little bit more. But this one, they were going to call it, from what I understand, I'm not too sure if this was true. I think they were just going to call it like Transformers 6. Bumblebee or whatever, but I think they went back and said, nah, let's just call it Bumblebee. Because if you guys remember, and I believe it was the last Transformers movie, The Last Night, which was horrible. All of them were pretty much horrible, but I don't want to get into all those. the Zisu and I will get into those. We'll do an anchor and talk about all the previous Transformers films and what we thought of them. Most likely you're going to hear me bitching and complaining about all of them, but you know me. But this one, like I said, in the last night, they were, you saw these pictures of Bumblebee, like, way back in the past, fighting Nazis and everything. And for me personally, I thought that was stupid. I was like, really? But I think why I was thinking it was going to be stupid is because, like, well, if he was fighting Nazis and everything back then, wouldn't people know about the Transformers this whole time? But I don't know. This is all movie universe. And yeah, so I was just like not really feeling any of that of what they were going to do. So but after seeing this, it's obvious that they went back and rethought that idea. I want to say this is a soft reboot of the series, because the events that are going on in this, it makes it seem like it's starting all over again from the very beginning of the Transformers. I am a huge Transformers fan, Generation 1, from the beginning, from the comic books into the cartoons that came on after schools during the week. And I was just blown away about what I'd seen back in the day. Even the movie that I believe it was 1986, I believe, the Transformers, the movie, when that one came out, that was even good. And that made us cry with the fall of Optimus Prime in that one. Nothing to do with any of that. This is I'm going to say this is a new beginning of to kick off the Transformers again. And if this is the beginning to what's coming, I think this is a good beginning. I'm going to say that right up front. This movie was good. Not in my top 10 of the year. I will see it again when it comes out, because my son wants to see it, and I'm sure my wife does as well. Plus Zisu needs to see it. But I thought they did a really good job. This was directed by Travis Knight. I have no idea what else he has directed. Let's take a look. He's only got 2 directing credits, so let's see what those are. Bumblebee, obviously, and Kubo, the 2 Strings. I have not seen that, but I've heard good things. Looks like he's done other films like Box Trolls and Paranorman and Caroline. Well, if this is his second chance at directing, man, I thought he did an excellent job. This was written by Christina Hodson. I believe that's how you say her name. She's also written other things like Shut In, Unforgettable, Bumblebee, something in pre-production called Birds of Prey, the fabulous anticipation of one. Oh, duh, this is something to do with DC with the Harley Quinn. Plus, she's also doing the screenplay for the new Batgirl. Had no idea any of that was happening, but all right. Hopefully they're good, because you know me and the DC films. I think they haven't really hit it out of the park, minus Christopher Nolan's Batman trilogy. But you can tell this was written. I didn't know before. I mean, before I actually read her name, I didn't know this was written by a female. Well, let me go back. I didn't realize it was written by a female until the end of the credits. But after seeing the person's name, this woman's name, I did realize that, I can see that, because I think guys are, I mean, speaking for myself, man, if I was to write a Transformers movie, I'm going to just throw action at you the whole time. This one, it was a heartwarming story. Let me read what's written here on IMDb. On the run in the year 1987, Bumblebee finds refuge in a junkyard in a small Californian beach town. It was Santa Cruz. They called it something else. I don't remember. Charlie, on the cusp of turning 18 and trying to find her place in the world, discovers Bumblebee battle-scarred and broken. Yeah, that's pretty much the premise of what's going on. I'll get to the beginning in a second. But this stars Haley Stranfield, She plays Charlie Watson. The name is familiar, not too sure. Oh, she was in True Grit, the remake. Pitch Perfect 2, never seen that. Ender's Game, I seen it, but I don't remember her in it. Plus, I'll get into that another time. She's the voice of Gwen Stacy in the new film that's coming out in a couple weeks, or actually next week, Into the Spider-Verse. I'm definitely going to see that. The movie's going to be amazing. I'm pretty sure it's going to be in my top 10. But anyway, rolling on to, I'll get to the Transformers in a minute. Charlie Watson's mom is Pamela Adlon. I think that's how you say her name. She's been in a ton of things. I think one of my favorite things I'd seen her in was a film called, I believe it was called Something Special. That was a long time ago. I would, if it was it in the 90s or was it in the late 80s? Let me see. She's done a ton of voices for all kinds of animated stuff. And I remember her as Woodchuck in Grease 2. I guess Grease 2 was her first starring, or not star, well, she was in it. She was a character in the film. Did a lot of TV, and I guess I think that movie was called Something Special. I don't remember. She was a girl that, I can't remember what exactly happened, but then she turned into a boy, and yeah. But it was a good film. She also has another show. I think it's still going. It's called Bitter Things. I have not seen it yet. I've always loved her in a lot of roles that she's done, and I was happy to see her pop up on the screen. We also got, what the heck's that kid's name? He played her neighbor. I have it pulled up, but I don't see his face on the on IMDb. Okay, she had a friend or neighbor, and I guess it was her coworker as well. I think his name was, it says M-E-M-O, Memo or Mimo. I don't remember how it was pronounced, but that was actor Jorge, oh jeez, Adendaburk Jr., I think that's how you say his name. But yeah, he was cool. I liked his character. But this was the one guy that I was just, I marked out when I first saw the first trailer. I had no idea he was going to be in this film. But that's the one and only
John Cena! He's going to get in the ring and put boots down!
He played Agent Burns in this film. He was one of the Sector 7 agents in it. And he was good, man. I always loved John Cena. I know everyone hates him and everyone screams John Cena sucks and all that when he comes out. But John Cena is an awesome actor. I liked him. Not in everything he's done, but a majority of his stuff. Check out Blockers if you guys haven't seen that. He was awesome in that film. But now on to the Transformers. We get Bumblebee himself. He was voiced by Dylan O'Brien. You guys might remember him from the Maze Runner series as well as American Assassin. And then we have, of course, Peter Cullen, Optimus Prime. You can't do Transformers without Peter Cullen. He also voiced Optimus Prime in the cartoon animated series from the very beginning, Generation 1. And I remember when that first movie came out and we found out he was doing the voice, it just, to go back to wrestling, I just marked out so hard when we found out. A lot of Transformers fans did. Okay, and we also get a Dropkick. He was the voice actor was Justin Theroux. You might remember him as the Last Jedi. What the hell was he? He was the one that Finn and Rose went to go get, but that you just see him in it. Master Codebreaker. That's who he was. And plus he's in The Leftovers and a bunch of other crap. Okay, on to the beautiful Angela Bassett. She plays Shatter. She's the voice of Shatter. I knew the voice, but I couldn't come up with a name. And then now that I'm reading this, awesome. I mean, it was good to see her in it. We also had another Decepticon. It was Cliffjumper. I'm sorry. Cliffjumper was an Autobot. He was voiced by Andrew Morgado, I think that's how you say his name. The third Decepticon was Blitzwing. He was voiced by David Sobovol. I don't know. I can't pronounce his last name, but he was Blitzwing. So there was three Decepticons, Dropkick, Shatter, and Blitzwing. And then we had Cliffjumper, Optimus Prime, and Bumblebee. There was other Transformers. Of course there is. There's a whole Transformers movie. There was other Decepticons in it in the beginning. When you've seen the trailers, you've seen the pictures and everything, so this isn't a spoiler. We saw Soundwave, and we saw, we saw Shockwave, and we saw Ravage that came out of Soundwave. When I first seen Soundwave, just loved him as a kid watching the cartoons and his character in the comic books. We didn't get him in the movies. In the previous Transformers, we did, but I think it was a satellite, and it looked stupid. And I wasn't the only one that was mad at that. But seeing him for the first time in that first, whichever teaser trailer that they threw at us when they finally got to see more of this film, because we saw a little quick the I believe it was the Comic-Con trailer or something. I don't remember. When they first started showing us something, they didn't really show us anything really, but when we saw Soundwave, Ravage, and Shockwave in these little trailers, all the fanboys, myself included, just flipped out that we finally get to see an accurate Soundwave. And when you didn't hear him in the trailer, but we hear him in the film, and oh my God, just talking about it, I got goosebumps, because I was like, oh my God, I couldn't believe it. And it was amazing to see my childhood. I always say that when we talk about these films on the screen and in live action. And it was glorious. I loved it. This was already out, so it's not much of a spoiler. We knew there was only Cybertron was going to be in the beginning, and then maybe a flashback. And that's what we got in this film. So, I mean, a lot of us knew. If you didn't know, that's it. That's all we're getting. So, but it was glorious. It was, to me, my favorite part was the beginning. Everything that was on Cybertron was my favorite. And I don't want to go into spoilers. I really could, but if you guys do remember, there's a lot of Easter eggs in this film, a lot of nostalgia stuff, mainly if you know the Transformers. If you're just an average moviegoer and you know of the Transformers but know nothing about the story and anything, or just random things that pop up in this film, you won't know. So after you see it, then go online, search, watch videos on YouTube. Everyone will break it down. There is reviews already on YouTube of guys that have seen it. The ones I've watched, none of them spoiled it, but I'm sure there is. But it was glorious on Cybertron. And for those of you that have seen the Transformers movie, you will be a little excited with some of it that goes on in this. I was. It was good. I mean, other than Cybertron stuff and Bumblebee, we know who Bumblebee is already. We finally get him as a Volkswagen Beetle. That was another thing which I thought was awesome. What year was that? I want to say, was it 67? Yeah, it was a 67 Volkswagen Beetle. He wasn't Bumblebee in the beginning. I mean, and we all know that. I mean, what Optimus Prime called him B-127, which was cool. But the story is this. Cybertron's under attack. Autobots, Decepticons fighting. We already know that story. We've already seen it in the movies. And Beetlejuice. Bumblebee gets, I'm thinking of Volkswagen Beetle. But anyway, Bumblebee gets shot to Earth. Optimus Prime sends him there. Kind of reminded me a little bit of Terminator, like, you know, John Connor is sending Kyle Reese back in time to go help. So that's what they're doing. Basically sending There's no time, nothing to do with time in this, but he, Optimus Prime, sends Bumblebee to Earth to hide because he tells him, hey, man, they won't find you there, so go. So he goes there. He's kind of in, I would say, kind of out of it for a few years, and then the movie starts in 1987, and this is when we meet Charlie Watson. She's just a girl, and she's just trying to live her life. She's having her father passed away. She started a new life. Her mom already has, I don't know how long of when her father passed, but her mom is kind of put a little bit, I mean, it's hard to say forgot about it when you lose someone. I mean, you're never going to forget it, but I know your loved ones do want you to move forward. So she has a boyfriend, and the mom has a boyfriend, and she's trying to just keep her life stable because she's a working mom, and she's got two kids. So Charlie is just kind of not really coping. I mean, she lost her father. She's still sad. She's still grieving for him. And so she's just trying to live her life. And then just in the trailer, we see that she comes across a bumblebee as a little Volkswagen Beetle. It's her 18th birthday. One of her bosses, or one of this junkyard that she always goes to, because she's trying to fix up an old car that her and her father had. They were working on it together, and she just never could. So, but she wanted a car because she wanted to just be more a little independent with her life. So she gets the Volkswagen. One of the junkyard dealer goes, hey, you want, it's your birthday, here, take it. So she takes it. And this is the scene that we see in the very first teaser trailer of Bumblebee, when she's working on the car and she's under it, and then she sees Bumblebee's face, and then he transforms into the robot. And then so from there on, this is where the movie it starts, and then she starts basically trying to figure out who she is, because if you guys remember, Bumblebee didn't speak in any other movies. He did working through radio and all that. But okay, I won't go into any more of that. I almost spoiled something. It's nothing major, but anyway, so the adventure begins. These two meet, they're two friends, and she is trying to hide Bumblebee from her family and everyone else, because she has no idea. Obviously, she's going to think someone's going to take this away from me if people find out. So they befriend each other. And it's a heartwarming story. I don't know if I mentioned that already, but I liked what the writer was doing with this. Like I said, if I would have wrote it, I would have just threw action nonstop at you guys. Christina, I think it's Hodson. She wrote a really good film. It is action. It is Transformers, but there's a heartwarming story behind it all. And I'm okay with that. Maybe some of you won't like that aspect of it all. Just hold your horses. Let the story build up. But when the action kicks in, and John Cena and his crew move into action, it's good. I mean, and when the other Decepticons come into play, it's awesome. So that's going to be my review for this. I don't want to go into more on what happens in the film, but I think from what I've read and what I've seen so far with reviews on YouTube and stuff I've read, a lot of diehard Transformers fans did like this one. For me, I'm going to say this is my favorite one out of all the movies we've seen so far. The live action ones, the Michael Bay ones, I don't want to get into those. But this is a good start. This is a good start to reboot the franchise, to reboot the Transformers story. And Bumblebee is one of the main characters for when we first are introduced to the Transformer characters. I mean, going back to the comic books and the cartoon, Bumblebee was a big part of it. I mean, I don't know if we'll ever get Spike into any of this, but it was cool, man. I'm glad that they went back and rebooted the whole thing, because if the other films, it was awesome to see them on the screen, to see Transformers on it, but they just weren't the Transformers that a lot of us diehards wanted. I don't even know what Megatron was. I loved Optimus Prime was cool, but I just didn't like the model of truck he was. And this one, we've already seen it in the trailers. He looks like the Optimus Prime from the comic books. He looks like Optimus Prime from the cartoons. And it was glorious. I just can't say that enough. I mean, I'm definitely going to see this again. I'm definitely going to buy it when it comes out. And I'm glad I got to see it. I know I'm going to get more stuff when I on multiple views of this film after from here on out. The movie is 1 hour and 53 minutes long. It didn't seem that long because I was really so sucked into the film. There is a beginning of the credit scene. It's not a mid credit because it seems like once it ended, they jumped into the scene at the end that they do in these films. So that's stick around. You don't need to stay all the way to the very end of the credits because there's nothing there. It's just after you see that scene, after the movie ends, that's it. Once the credits start rolling, the movie's over. So, you guys don't have to sit there and wait. But like overall, I really enjoyed this film. It was awesome. I loved all the CGI in it. I didn't catch anything that looked bad, but I don't know. And you always know me. I'm one of those guys that bitches and complains about, the CGI, but no, they did a really awesome job with this. I believe the budget was $102 million. Yeah, it was well spent. I can't say nothing bad about it. Paramount put it out, of course, dealing also with a deal with Hasbro. So that was cool. Let me see. Yeah, it's released. It's supposed to, other than the advanced screening we had last night, this is going to hit the theaters December 21st. Like I said, you can go the 20th, the Thursday before. So most likely I'll do that. Well, I guess I'll have to go on the weekend when my son's out of school. But again, I think I could be wrong. I don't know. You diehard Transformers fans are going to love it because I did. And I was shocked. I went into this movie ready to not like it only because of the five movies we got before, which were like 10 hours long each, and they just, I don't know, it was like ruining my childhood. I'm glad they did this film. Even if it was bad, I was still going to see it no matter what, just because it's Transformers. But no, man, I thought they really hit it out of the park with this one. It's a good reboot to the franchise, and the way it ends, I cannot wait to see what's coming next. If any of you got Paramount people are listening, take your time. No need to rush and give us the next one. Let this one sink in for a little bit and take your time with the next film because, it's probably going to be better. I'm hoping it's going to be better. So, all right, guys, that's it. That was Bumblebee, 2018. Check it out. When it comes out in a couple weeks, and let us know what you think of it. We are going to review this again, mainly for the Zsu when he sees it. And I'm just going to chime in. I'm going to see, like I said, I'm going to see it again multiple times because I really enjoyed this film. A shout out to the main girl. What's her name? Haley Stanfield. I thought she did an amazing job. I felt for her character. I felt the pain and sorrow for her. So that's what I really loved about this story. It wasn't just giant robots fighting and all that. We've seen all that already. This was a good start to what's coming next. So, all right, everyone, just get ready for that. And when that next one comes out, of course, we're going to be right back here again talking about it. So, Until then, everyone, thank you so much for listening. Do check out our Anchor episodes. Just go to anchor.com or download the Anchor app and listen to everything. On that one, we're just E Society here on Podbean, and we're the Skater Nez Podcast Network, and you'll check out all the other shows that we got there. And thank you so much for listening. I can't wait for you guys to see this film. And I also love, we would love to hear your thoughts on the film as well. Oh, before I go, man, I cannot forget this. I almost left this episode without talking about it. The main thing that I loved in this film was the soundtrack. It was amazing. It's 1987, so you know it's 80s, and you guys all know I'm an 80s guy. And oh my God, it was Howard Jones, The Smiths, Tears for Fears, Bon Jovi, Duran Duran, Aha. And there was other ones. I can't remember. There was so many good songs in this. I was just, I think I was, well, in my role, I know the guy next to me was a little younger, so he missed the best decade, I guess, of my lifetime. And the older lady next to me, I don't think she was into any of that, but I was singing along to every song, bopping my head and everything, and it was amazing. Even they had to throw a hip hop song in there. We had Rob Bass, It Takes Two. That was awesome. But Easter egg from the Transformers, the animated movie, the 1986. You got this classic that was in the film, and if you remember in Boogie Nights, it was a song that one of the songs that Marky Mark was trying to sing, but this awesome track right here.
You got the touch. You got the power. Yeah.
Oh yeah, man! It was just awesome music throughout the whole film. Even the score. The score was even amazing, but. Yeah, when you guys see this, if you guys are 80s kids, you'll love the music. So, all right, man, I'm going to get out of here. And everyone, again, thank you so much for listening to the show. Again, listen to our anchor feed and everything else. So until next time, it's time for me to
transform and roll out.
All right, you guys, we'll talk to you guys next time. Peace. You're